A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
47 degrees.
Light freeway traffic and it's rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is developing news. The search for Gabby Petito's boyfriend and the only person of interest in the case, Brian Laundrie, resumes this morning. He hasn't been seen since he told his parents he was going hiking in a nature preserve.
Laundrie was named a person of interest in Gabby's disappearance after returning home from a cross-country road trip without her. He and his parents refusing to speak with authorities about Gabby, drawing protests outside their house. Search crews combing through thousands of acres of alligator-infested swamp where Laundrie's family told police he may be.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from Florida.
An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow in Wyoming now that police have found what they believe to be the body of Gabby Petito in a camping area near Grand Teton National Park.
This is an incredibly difficult time for the family and friends.
And in Florida, police try to find Gabby's boyfriend, who is the only person of interest at this point. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Tim, investigators say they felt confident enough that it was Gabby to come forward with the information about the body they found in the Grand Tetons. But Charles Jones with the FBI says there is still a lot more work to be done to figure out what happened and why.
The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
Gabby's family posted a picture of her on social media with the caption, "She touched the world." The medical examiner scheduled to meet with the family tomorrow. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
People who live near the boyfriend's family in Northport, Florida, are hoping Brian Laundrie is found soon. He told his parents he was going hiking in a nature preserve and hasn't been seen since.
Still in shock, obviously, was hoping she had gotten some help.
Caroline says Gabby's family deserves answers from Brian of what really happened. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio as we bring you any breaking details.
In other news this morning, KSL's top national stories. Today was supposed to be the day President Biden wanted all Americans over the age of 16 to be eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine booster. But an advisory panel voted Friday to only recommend a third Pfizer shot for some people.
What they did was they looked at a lot of data that was coming out of Israel to determine whether or not people need a booster. They said they don't think boosters for all make sense. They think seniors and people who are at high risk of severe COVID, those two groups, they think should have to go back and get an extra booster. And they also said that they support people who are at serious risk because of their jobs. So frontline workers, healthcare workers, even teachers, they mentioned, they think those people might want to consider getting an extra shot.
ABC's Ann Flaherty reporting.
Growing calls for accountability after a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan killed 10 civilians last month.
The family of Zamari Ahmadi demanding answers and accountability.
They should punish two persons, targeted innocent children, innocent person at my home.
Ahmadi, an aid worker, incorrectly targeted and killed along with 9 other innocent civilians, including 7 children, in a missile strike the Pentagon now says was a tragic mistake. That drone strike just 3 days after a suicide bomber killed 13 U.S. service members and some 170 Afghans at the Kabul airport.
ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks reporting.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Remember those nice warm temperatures we got to enjoy for the weekend? They're pretty much gone this morning.
Fall officially begins on Wednesday, but you know what? It feels like fall is already here. Coldest morning of the season so far, and we're going to keep our temperatures way below that average for once. Not above average, like a lot of the summer, but well below it today. Average high is around 80. We're going to keep it way below today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday warm right back up to right around seasonal temperature for this time of year.
Grant says our highs will be in the mid-60s today, mid-70s tomorrow, and then upper 70s Wednesday, and then we'll slip into the lower 80s through the work week.
The mystery of why dozens of cars were dumped into the Hiram Reservoir may be solved. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Well, Amanda, a longtime resident of Hiram says the cars were placed along the hillside to keep it from collapsing. In 1953, Roger Dunn tells the Herald Journal he was 11 years old when he watched officials place the vehicles below his father's lot, but says the hillside kept sliding. Dunn says the following spring there was another big slide which lifted the cars up and pushed them into the dam. Dunn believes his father's property was the only area of the reservoir where cars were used to try and stabilize the walls. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the civilian SpaceX crew is back on Earth.
And KSL traffic.
A little bit of building up traffic northbound on Highway 89 traveling to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.